You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We still have not had a 90-degree day officially here in the Mile High City. But it looks like it'll happen this week. And we're dry for the next few days, too.
Good. So. Pools are going to be insane the next couple days.
Oh.
Get there early and put your towel on the bench, you know, on the
seat.
And
then leave for 2 hours.
And then leave like a jerk.
Jerks.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the highlight of my weekend was probably getting a cheeseburger on Friday night because I've been really good for the last more than a month.
Whoa, tell me more about this
cheeseburger. So I kind of had like a, it's like almost like a cheat night, whatever. Went Friday afternoon, you know, early bird stuff like 4 o'clock, sat at a bar, place haven't been to before. And what I got, I like this. They essentially, they don't advertise it this way, but they essentially talk about it. It comes out, it's almost like a classic bar greasy cheeseburger. So you know how a lot of places these days like to make their cheeseburgers fancy, like they get fancy buns and they get put fancy toppings on it.
Fancy
avocado
cheese
is on there.
Yeah.
This place is like, screw that. This is made at a bar. It is a greasy double meat cheeseburger.
75% lean, you know, yeah.
Yeah, probably right.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, it's, you know, for a man who's been in the desert for 40 days, it was like a cool drink of water.
I bet. Goosebumps, right? Eating that. What was your side?
Just fries.
Nice. Hey, you got it. Perfect.
Gretch got the truffle parmesan fries.
That's a fancy fry.
Fancy. And I just like, nope, I don't want the I'm not going for fancy.
Yeah.
Truffle fries, I personally don't get. I know a lot of people absolutely go nuts over them.
They're a little too wet for me.
Okay, that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. So it's like, if I'm going to do truffle fries or regular fries, I'll just go with regular fries.
Probably. Okay.
Anyway, but get a load of this story. As you know, Niles the weirdo, my cat, he's a little 6 pound thing. He's a scrawny, he's a runt, you know, basically. And he certainly can't get outside because we live in the woods and there's a lot of creatures out here. And it just so happened that, talk about luck, Gretchen happened to be upstairs and glanced out a window. And I'm all the way down in the basement working. And I hear her say, Niles is out, Niles is out, Niles is outside, Niles is outside.
No.
And he had not only gotten out, and this is in a span of 15 minutes, he had gone down some stairs, he'd gone out, and he was off in the woods already.
Oh, man.
And what caught Gretchen's attention is she heard hawks raising a ruckus, which means they were moments away from swooping down and taking his little 6 pound arse, and it would be probably lunch and dinner.
Gone forever, yeah.
If she hadn't glanced out the window, I mean, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
It turns out that when the guys who came by to power wash all the windows, do the outside of the windows on Friday, the door from the, we let him out on a little screened patio because it's screened in, he can't get out. The door to that outside, these guys had left open just a little bit.
He made his move.
He pushes with his face, when he sees a door that's open a crack, he pushes with his face and out he went.
Oh, man.
And
that
we
been
came
really bad.
Within, I'll bet within 3 minutes of him being dead.
You might have never found him again. I mean,
and we wouldn't have ever even seen his body. It would have been
up
a thing.
And gone.
We would
have
seen that door open, and we would have known.
Oh man, that's horrible.
But it was like
God,
a kick in the stomach all weekend. Like we came this close to losing the little guy because he so cares and he so badly wants to get out. And we're like, dude, you're not going to last half an hour.
You'll be torn to shreds, little kitty cat.
There's just no way. And I wish I could get across to him. You want out so bad and you will die out here. Because there's not just the hawks, there's all sorts of other creatures.
Like snakes,
I live in the woods.
Yeah. That could be really bad.
Anyway, so my heart was just,
I bet that's your little man.
That's my little
man.
He's my little man.
Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Anyway, so that was a high and a low, or would the second one even also be a high? That we
it's
saved
a high that
his
you
life.
Saved his little butt, his little furry butt, man.
Little jerk.
My weekend, what did we do? Friday, I spent a good hour and a half hanging at the airport. Knick-Knack and the kids were coming back into town, so I went ahead and got there. The flight was delayed a little bit, so I ended up just going in and, you know, I paid my $7 in the parking garage and went in and hung out for a little bit. A couple observations with that. Knick-Knack was so relieved to be back and get, you know, on the ground and everything, because she's like me. She doesn't like to fly at all. Okay. There was an incident at one time where she, like, hit the ceiling in a plane. You know, it's one of those things. So she doesn't like it too much. So to fly in and out of St. George, Utah, which is a one-runway airport, and to get to the ticket counter to get out of town, and there's a woman there running security, and then she puts on like a little vest or something and runs over and does the ticket counter and then changes a little outfit, and then you see her outside like loading the luggage, and then you see her directing the plane, and then she's like, you know, collecting tickets. It was one person in this little teeny tiny airport running everything.
You know what would have been
like
the best?
Oh my God.
Is when she was done with all that, if she'd put on a pilot's cap and climbed in the
exactly
cockpit.
That's exactly what I said. You like you get into the plane, she's like, hey again.
And now I will be flying you to Denver.
Yeah, so
buckle up, everybody.
And you know, it's a little 2-2 plane, and you feel every little bump and everything, but she's like, you know, it was actually quite smooth and you know, very nice. But my observation is you know, I love hanging at airports, man. I absolutely love just sitting there.
What do you like about it?
There's something about just seeing the melting pot of people coming and going and just sitting there thinking, like, where are all of you coming from? Mm-hmm. Where are you going? What is your story? Why are you traveling? There's something I love about just sitting in an airport with a cup of coffee and watching people. It's really fun.
No lie, the people watching is superb.
You see every style of human on the planet come mm-hmm. rolling through there, you know?
I tend to do a lot of my best judging at airports.
Oh, all day, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A lot of, you're wearing that, you know?
A lot of that, yeah. Or your behavior, or, my God, you're bringing that on a plane.
I don't have to sit next to that on a plane.
A lot of judging.
A lot of judging. The second amount of judging went on this weekend, too, when we were invited to a friend of a friend's house for a little get-together. Our friends are trying to kind of push us to be friends with their friends, and it was a lovely home right down next to Arrowhead Golf Course in Roxborough. Mm. Beautiful house. Had some delicious smoked meats. It was a very classy affair.
Wait a minute. Is this your rich friend Matt's friends?
No, different.
Oh,
different
okay.
people.
Different
these
rich
are
guys.
These are Lockheed people, some very high-end Lockheed people. So okay. I was like, I got to be on my best behavior and all this, you know. Well, after dinner and a couple cocktails, they busted out the What's Your Meme game and Cards Against Humanity.
Oh,
and you're
it.
Sitting there playing those games with people that you've never met before. And if you haven't played them, like some of the raunchiest games, the least politically correct game you could ever play. And I'm like, am I allowed to laugh at these cards being played? It was incredibly awkward at a few moments playing that game. And I was just thinking, it's like, why has this not been canceled yet? How are they still allowed to make this product when everybody is so butthurt over everything?
It probably is top three hardest laughing games you can play.
Tears, Dom. Tears.
Every time. I mean, you can't play Cards Against Humanity without laughing unless you are the most puckered person on the planet.
And I will say, like, a few of the people that were there are, like, hardcore church-going people, very, you know, courteous, polite,
yes.
religious people. And to hear them say the things that were on those cards was fantastic.
They're allowed to because they're just reading it. They're not just reading it.
Well, I'm not actually doing it, but yes.
Lord, I'm merely reporting what I see.
Lord, I apologize. There was a lot of that. Apologize.
That's great.
So anyway, overall, really good weekend. I'm glad to have my family back home, and I might have met a couple new friends in the process. So.
Yay!
Yay, friends!
I thought you had too many friends.
I know, but I might make room for two more.